Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Reel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Real settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Schubel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schubel moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Stone steals second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Schubel scores. Stone scores. Walker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 1 in the game. Real hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Earnshaw. Hayworth moves to third. Sorrell moves to second. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Real scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 2 in the game. Real hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Real moves to second. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schubel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. George Uhel now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Dykes reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Real strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.